Good morning, and good to see everybody here. As you know, this marks kind of the kickoff for us as we get into our off season in full. I'm excited. We had a meeting with our staff on Monday, and during that meeting, we told them there's 110 days until the end of our mandatory minicamp, and 49 days until our players come back, and 60 days to the draft. And oh, by the way, these 7 days here for the combine. So, our goal to see. Could we have the best offseason we've ever had? And that's a real challenge for us. So that part, I'm really pumped up to be here and get underway with you guys. One of the questions you may ask, and have you watched the game? And yes, I have a lot. And you have to own that. The calls, things you could do differently. That's not unlike most Sunday nights for me, where I wrestle in all three phases. Could there be something different? And as the head coach, those are the moments I do have to own. What I can tell you and share, from that experience, this connection with our team and this brotherhood that these guys have, it is so real and so strong. I love these guys, and I'm, pumped to be a part of it. So when they asked me, have I watched it, I said, yes, I am past it. I am not over it, and I don't think I ever will be, and that's a good thing. Sometimes those kind of experiences propel you to have the types of off seasons that you'd like to have. The analogy I use for our team, we're fighters. And for those who cover our team on a regular basis, we talk about boxing quite a bit. And we got our ass knocked down on the canvas, and you get back up and you go fight again. And that's kind of what this offseason is about for us. So with that, I'm glad to open it up to some questions for you guys. We got a lot of cool topics to talk about, regarding our offseason, where we're headed, players, the combine, 60 days till the draft, like I said, and then the development of our team, which I'm so pumped up about. We've got this big nucleus of guys that we're just pulling through, and I'm so encouraged about where we're headed. So with that, I'd be glad to open it up.
Coach, could you talk about Mark Klein being promoted to defensive coordinator, and
Yeah, the question is regarding some staff changes and how do we use that talent, on our side to do that. So Marquand has been somebody that's been a very trusted aide to me for a long time. We go back all the way to – he played at University of Florida. He came back and his first coaching job was there with me. And then he went out to Seattle. We spent 2 years together there and then the last 2 years here. So we were very connected in terms of the scheme and the attitude that we'd like to play. So he's well equipped for that, and I'm very excited for him in this opportunity.
Coach, did you guys strike the balance between Montez and Tevin?
We did, and those two to have, both running backs over, 10 touchdowns apiece, and knowing that dealing with the both of them together, that's a monster. And having two of those guys who can be as effective in the run game and the pass game, that's something that we're really fired up about. You should see the connection that they have, and the way they push each other at practice. That's honestly, as a coach, I'll turn around and smile when I see, back-to-back-to-back plays where they're just lighting it up. We are excited about how to feature them best, and that'll be a real challenge as we move forward, too, to make sure we're featuring all the guys in the best ways, and I thought we captured that with those two.
Yeah, when you have a linebacker,
yep. Deion, he had a terrific year, and I've shared this story with a few people, but I don't know if you've heard it from before. At some point during the year, he went from like a first-year player into like a second or third-year player, and that's pretty rare to do. There was times, we put our head in the huddle, and he kind of gave us the arm bar towards the end of the season, like, I got it. Where in the beginning part of the season, he could lock in on his assignment, but couldn't share with, all the things that happen at linebacker with everyone else. Once that communication started to take place, not only did you see his speed increase because he's had more experience in the scheme, he's always been able to run fast. And then we like the guy who runs 4.5 that we're going to see here, but plays 4.5. And that's what we saw from him. Early in the season, as he was still learning the system and still growing into it, you knew the speed was there. And when those plays that you saw, you're like, that's it, that's it. And then as he gained more confidence as it went, we saw it more and more and more. And we're really lit up about the guys who are, up and coming, especially defensively. Campbell is one at linebacker. Neil, Brian Poole, those guys, in our four underneath positions, the speed, the tackling, the hitting, we're really encouraged by that.
Basically,
We didn't put any limitations on would they start or wouldn't they. We just want to make our competition. That's the central theme of what we do. So for them to become starters, they were going to have to earn it. And we are encouraged about where they're headed. We do feel like along with them and then, you know, guys up front like Grady and Vic, and then the secondary guys like Ricardo Allen, they're kind of still coming into their own. And then we got some guys on the outside, you know, with True and Rocky and Jalen, who really understand the principles that we're playing. So we feel like we're going to make big strides defensively. Well, a lot. Number one, you've got to own them, you know, and there's consequences, good and bad, you know, when you make plays or when you don't. And owning those decisions, knowing, okay, can we nail the execution on this play better? When the op comes to, you know, whether it's making a sack or making a, you know, creating a turnover, you know, owning those scenarios. So end of the game ones are always fluid and always changing. But what I can tell you is that being in that experience and battling for it at the highest level, you can't duplicate that. We actually had on-the-job training. And there's something that you totally gain from that. So we'll be stronger for it. It's tough and painful to go through when you have a difficult loss, but it doesn't define us. And we've got a team that's totally on the rise. We're going to battle like crazy this offseason to become, you know, even better moving forward. Yeah, it's a fair question, you know, regarding how do you, you know, deal with overcoming that loss. You've got to learn to get past it. I don't say you have to get over it, but you do have to get past it. When we get into the off season, like I said, there's 49 days till these guys get here. Our sole focus is going to be on our growth and our improvement. So each individual player, how do we get better at their game? By replaying everything all the time and looking in the rearview mirror, you're not going to get better. So we try to really focus on the process that we go through. We really try to live in the present moment and how good can we get today. We understand what that process looks like in the off season. We'll grow harder, you know, from the experience. But as tight and as connected as this team is, and for those of you that cover the team and have been around it, you'll know they'll push each other, you know, to be really good again. Well, as you go through, the scheme will be the same. And there's principles that we do offensively. It's the way we run wide zone. It's the keepers that we, you know, feature with Matt. It's the play action game. All that part of our system will be intact. How do we feature new players that come into it? How do we feature the existing schemes and try and do those better? That's where the goal will be. So we've got a terrific group of guys on the staff. And how do we utilize those? How do we utilize the players in the best way? So there won't be wholesale changes in our scheme. But each year is a little different how you feature the guys, and we'll find the best ways to do that. Yeah, the question was regarding Sark and what could he bring to the team. Well, he's got a real background as a play caller, and number one, that was important to us, having familiarity with what we do. He's somebody in his career that's been really committed in running the ball and having play action and running the keeper game that we do. So I thought through the years, he's somebody that I've personally connected with, and I thought we'd make a good fit together. He fully understands how do we utilize our guys the best, and knowing that each, you know, season, how do we, you know, utilize the players on the roster is really important. So we're fully underway with that. We do. Certainly when players who have unique stuff oftentimes get, you know, a lot of attention. And the red zone's one of those ways. So as long as the production is where we would like it to be, you know, like every play going to who is generally a pretty good play in my opinion. But when there's opportunities based on the coverage going a certain way for other guys who are single to get open, I'm comfortable with that too. So as we go through this offseason, for sure that's going to be a spot to say, can he become even more involved in what we do? But fortunately for us, we've got some weapons at a number of different spots, at tight end, at running back, at the other spots, at receiver, of how to attack.
Yeah, what struck you about Robinson? I think it's the fan base, the Saints and the Falcons, obviously no love lost.
Well, honestly, when you have in the division, it's a lot of fun. And we get to play the teams in the division twice a year. So there is some natural rivalries that take place. And honestly, being in the NFC South, we got a fantastic division. And the battles that we go against, you know, between Carolina and Tampa Bay and New Orleans, it's real. And the team that comes out, you know, and wins that division, they've had to go through some fights. And but for us, you know, we love the competition that goes along with the division. Sure. The question was regarding Robert Saleh, and he's really smart. Number one, he has a really good and solid, rock solid understanding of the principles of playing three deep and man to man. He's an excellent teacher, and I think as a coordinator, that's a really important thing, especially when you're first putting the whole thing together. So everyone has a real clear understanding, and they're all on the same page. So I think he'll do a fantastic job.
Coach,
yes, Vaughn. Yeah, the question is going to be, how's it, the defensive line, whether it's in free agency in the draft. Number one, the line of scrimmage on both sides are always an emphasis for us. So being here, I am excited to look at that group of guys and get to know them better and find out more. I've loaded a number of film, you know, to watch while we're here as well. As far as free agency goes, there's some guys on our own team, you know, that we're still going to talk to. Our free agency period began earlier this year, you know, when we signed Schrader and Alford and some others. And we got some other guys on the horizon that are really important to us that are part of our team already. But as we're looking through and building through the draft, and we'll add some through free agency as well.
What do you look for in a college
edge? Well, the number one thing first is get off. And I want to see, can a guy beat you to the punch? And as a pass rusher, having that get off to stress the offensive tackle the most right off the bat, and to break down their technique based on a guy's initial quickness, that's what I look like most. Past that, you want to find a guy who has a finisher's mentality. Very rarely do you just beat a guy one time with one move. It's the strain, the battle, the finish to go the extra step, win the last yard. And those guys who have that kind of fight with that kind of speed and get off, generally you're going to hear their names called pretty early on. Well, what I can say from the 49ers, they're getting a fantastic coach and a guy who has a very clear understanding offensively, defensively, line play. I've said this before, that he is one of the few coaches that have a full understanding run game, offensive line, quarterback play, receiver play. You could put him into any spot on the offense and he'd be able to coach that position. That's a rare trait. There's some guys who are so strong in one area, might be in the run game, or so strong in the pass game, but he's got a really clear understanding of how to do the whole thing. So I never like to see anybody lead the staff, but what I can appreciate is a guy taking a risk to say, hey, I want to go give this a shot and go battle for it. And so I'm excited for him and the opportunity that he has there.
Coach, two more questions.
Could you repeat the question, please? Hooper? At tight end, we're excited for Hoop. We really are. When we came out, we thought, coming out of Stanford, he was, you know, a younger guy, but man, did he develop. His love of ball is evident, you know. Like when the tight end coach Wade comes down, there's usually one guy already waiting in his meeting room, you know, with questions at 7 o'clock in the morning, and that's Hoop. So his energy, his enthusiasm to get better is evident on a regular basis. You know, he's going to visit with the docs again coming up next week, and we'll make a determination after that. So it hasn't been determined when or if at this point, but it's something that we are definitely going to consider, or he is going to consider, excuse me. Well, the what-if game is real, and if you prepare to go down that road, there's a lot of layers to it. So what I can tell you is I went through just like in every game. No game comes down to one play. And as you go back through it, and could you have a do-over on certain plays? And in this situation, yeah. I'd say that's not a lot different than most games. You know, the Sunday nights sleeping are the hardest for me, not the Saturdays, because you go back through it. You could have had a different call here or a different way to play that scenario there. But at the end, you have to own them. And you do what you think is best to go win the game at that time. And we'll always do that. We're an aggressive team, and we're going to take our shots. And the reason we were able to play in the Super Bowl is because you are aggressive, and we're not going to back off of challenges. So do-overs, would you like to have some? Yes. Is that every game? It is. But what I can tell you is the feeling this team has and together, how tough and connected they are, it's 100% a blast to be a part of.
All right, thank you, Coach.
I can do one more here. Go ahead. I don't know if we have enough time to go through all of those, but what I can say is that, you know, the execution that you have to have at the end, you got to give them credit too in terms of their ability to execute in certain spots in certain areas. So when you go back through it in different calls or different ways, yeah, there's lessons to be learned. It's ones that go in the memory bank forever. And, you know, like I said, we're kind of hopeful now to learn those lessons, take from them, and then move forward. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.